Welcome back to another segment of Prayer in the Air. We've got a very special guest with us, Greg Foss from the University of Pittsburgh Association of Chaplains. Greg is actually the president of the University of Pittsburgh Association and has a long, distinguished theological history, and he's here to help us out and answer some questions. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
What advice might you offer to families who've lost some loved ones and are looking to help the grieving process?
The advice I would give to anyone who's lost a loved one is, first of all, to appreciate the life of the person that has been lost. We have a tendency to focus on the negative because we have just lost someone, but one of the first things that I recommend that people do is to celebrate and find the joy that they have in the life and the time they got to share with that loved one. If we focus on the negative of losing that person, we tend to not truly celebrate who that person was in our life. Very easy to do, very common for people to do, of course.
When we were talking earlier, we talked to some extent about the steps to healing, and there were some ways to help people get through the steps, and you had a piece of scripture that you thought was really significant.
In John chapter 16, Jesus talks to his disciples and really gives us a model of what he thinks and what the Bible tells us about the grieving process. Jesus says in verse 17, "In a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me." What he's talking about there is the time that Jesus spent with his disciples on earth was coming to an end, but he told them to look forward to a time when they would see him again, and that eternal life is not something that starts when we die. It's something that starts when we believe in Jesus. How that would work out in our lives is to know this person through our memories, through the time we got to spend with them. Really, while they are physically gone inside of us, our emotions, our memories, they really aren't gone from us. And obviously, Jesus is specifically talking of a time, though, when they will see him again in eternity. Tragic death, of course, hits us very, very hard. One of the first things that I would suggest to anyone who has experienced a sudden loss would be to surround yourself with the people who you currently have around you to love you. There are many negative thoughts, many negative feelings that come along with sudden death, wondering, why so soon? Why did this happen to this person? And with those very real emotions and very real feelings, it's very easy to allow them to dictate how we go forward in our lives. And so I encourage people to surround themselves with the people that they have still with them.
We talked about young people thinking that death can be very unfair and that it wasn't deserved, and somehow they've got to get past those feelings.
At any time, death does seem unfair to us, to those of us who are still left here. We do have that loss. We do have that person. We can't talk to them anymore. We can't play sports with them anymore. We can't attend class with them anymore.
It's hard to think outside the moment, I suppose, at that point. As you said, it's somebody you can't play sports with anymore or somebody you can't attend class with anymore. But the reality is, you did play sports with that person.
Right.
You absolutely did. And you absolutely did attend class with those persons. And that's where those focuses need to be.
Jesus tells us that he will always be with us. And in the same way, it goes a long way in proving that point. People are always with us in the memories and the times that we shared with them. And so I encourage you to go right to celebrating life versus the negative side.
Mm-hmm.
Start with the celebrating.
Remember the positive. Thank you again, Greg Foss, for being part of our show here on Prayer in the Air. I hope you enjoyed your stay, and I hope you'll join us again.
I'd love to.
If you'd like more information on the show, go to prayerintheair.net. Until next time, thanks for joining us. We'll be back with more after this.
Prayer in the Air, 88.7 FM, a community service of Jefferson Memorial Funeral Home and Cemetery, part of our ongoing commitment to provide a caring environment for you and your loved ones. I understand that 92% of the people Jefferson buried in 2008 owned their graves 20 to 30 years before they were actually needed.
Well, that's correct. Pre-need has been going on in the cemetery industry since the 1930s, and you can see that people don't want to leave these things until they're 70 or 80 or leave them to their families. So only 8% of the people we buried last year had to come and purchase graves at the time of a death.
Making arrangements ahead of time is an incredible gift to a family. Not only does it relieve them of having to make decisions at a time when they're feeling extremely upset, but it also prevents a lot of potential family conflict.
One of the nicest gifts we can leave for our loved ones after we're gone is for them not to have to make our funeral arrangements. Stop in today while you're here and ask us to explain all the many benefits of ordering your arrangements pre-need. We have an excellent pre-need package with affordable financing options. Lock in today's pricing, not tomorrow's worry. Leave nothing for your family to deal with in their time of sorrow. When you stop in, also ask how you can post a touching memorial tribute to your loved one right here on this program. Lift their name and memory up in prayer 24 hours a day, right here where it can mean the most. Ask for a memorial tribute only at participating Prayer in the Air locations or log on to prayerintheair.net.